Hello and welcome to the London Insurance Life podcast. My name is Annabel Baker and I'm one of London Insurance Life's 2021 bursary winners. I'm passionate about making a career in insurance more accessible to everyone, no matter your background or the route you choose to take to get into the industry. And this podcast is about just that. Each podcast, I'll have a chat with a different guest about their experience of the London market and any advice they might have for how to get a role in the industry. I'm excited to say that I'm joined by Tenny Tajani, who is an underwriter for IQ Underwriting. So Tenny, you've got 8 years of experience in the industry. Perhaps you could start off by telling us some of your highlights of your time.
Thank you for having me, and it's great to be here, given that I've been involved with London Insurance Life for quite a long time now, so it's great to be here. In the 8 years, what are my highlights? So I did the Travellers Grad Scheme and we got to go to New York, which was amazing as part of our grad scheme. And I think every year since has been to New York. So that was amazing. And we also went to Hartford, Connecticut to see our headquarters. And I think sometimes insurance can be quite small and quite tight knit in London. But when you realise you're part of a global industry, it really does bring it to life. So that's definitely one of my highlights. Another highlight is just the fact that I didn't realize how exciting insurance was until I joined. I think, and it's cliche because I'm here now and it's the industry that pays me, but when you actually are involved and you realize the scale of the risks you're insuring and you know, how much you are part of the global economy, it brings it all to life and it makes it special. So yeah, I think those are the two highlights for me.
Fantastic. So interestingly, your first role wasn't actually within the insurance industry, but was it within the banking sector? So I think it'd be good for our listeners to hear about some differences between banking and insurance and why you felt you were better suited to a role in insurance.
Okay, so I probably should take it back a bit further because I've dropped it off my CV now because it doesn't matter. But I had quite early exposure to insurance and to banking. I went off to do economics at uni, and when you're in uni, banking is kind of sold to you quite a lot. So it doesn't surprise me that a lot of economics graduates end up in banking. But what was good is that I was one of the summer placement intakes for the brokerage, and so I worked for a syndicate in my summer before going to uni, and that kind of exposed me to insurance even though I abandoned it when I left. So that's why I did banking first before I came here, and it wasn't as glamorous as it looks. And I think for me, what attracted me to come back and pursue insurance is that I would have the work-life balance that I wanted, and it was more varied roles, and it wasn't like 10 years of grit as a junior before you actually get to the good stuff. So I think you definitely create your own destiny in insurance. And if you're really keen and if you're really excited about what you do, you can progress quite quickly. And so that's what made the difference, banking versus insurance for me.
And for our listeners that don't understand what a syndicate is, do you mind just explaining that quickly, please?
Well, that's a good question. I shouldn't have assumed that. So syndicates are basically part of insurance companies, and we all operate within Lloyd's. And if you think about it like this, you would have a big risk. Think of something huge, 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 maybe a building. If I was to insure it from my company by myself, it would probably wipe out my company if it went wrong. So syndicates take on a percentage of that risk together, and we all... It's kind of weird because you work with your competitors, but we all take on a portion of the risk until it gets to 100%. So that's what a syndicate is.
Brilliant. Thank you. So after your time in banking, you joined Travellers on the graduate scheme as a trainee underwriter. Would you mind speaking a bit about your experience on the graduate scheme and how this led to a permanent role within the team?
So my experience at Travellers was great, actually. So I joined the grad scheme in 2015, and I actually wasn't a rotational grad. So I was with my power and utilities team for the 2 years, which was great because I felt like an additional member of the team, and I didn't feel like I was going to move in a few moments and I hadn't learnt much. So that was great for my program, and that was just personal. There were other graduates on the program that had rotational programs, and that was to their preference. I think for me, it then meant that I could weave in experiences I wanted. So I got to like arrange a few insight days with other teams I was interested in just to make sure power and utilities was for me. I got to see other teams like the claims team, the actuarial team, and you realize how many teams impact your day-to-day work. You're not just an underwriter that's just going to sit making decisions on your own. You're definitely part of a bigger dream and a bigger organization that cares about your move. And that's not in a way that's like policing you, but just to protect you, actually, because obviously you're insuring quite big pieces of kit, like we've said before. So to make sure you're making decisions that are sensible and are good for the company. So I felt very supported on that grad scheme, and it gave me the right basis as well to to start my career, and I feel like it was a good experience. And then, yes, I got to go to New York as well, which was great. So, yeah, I think that was a good starting point. It didn't feel like the actual start because I had that experience before, but it was a good learning ground for me. And then I stayed for 4 years after.
Do you mind bringing the energy line of business to life a bit and explain why we have this as a line of business? And for those that aren't familiar with the term line of business, this is what we call different types of insurance. For example, this could be sport, music and entertainment, cyber, energy, or kidnap and ransom.
I think a good way to look at it is that pretty much everything around you is insured. Everything we touch, every building we go into, every aircraft we enter, everything around us has an element of insurance. And sometimes that's hard to get your head around, but if you think about your buses, your trains, that will have transport insurance. Your bridges, they will have infrastructure insurance. There's literally insurance for every single thing around us, which is mad to get your head around. And when you look at wind turbines, you can't imagine how big they are to scale. But if you searched it, you would see how big these blades are. I think that's what they're called. That piece of kit would be insured. The journey to get those blades in position would be insured. So that probably is transport insurance or cargo insurance or wherever it might be. And then you have all the people on site who are putting that turbine together would be insured as well in case they get injured in that process. And then as well, the energy that we're getting from these renewable energy sources needs to be stored somewhere. So that element gets insured. So it just brings to life how you might look at one piece of equipment and think that's it. But there's so much else to consider when you're insuring things like this.
It would be great to hear a little bit about your day-to-day life working in insurance, so what that would involve in terms of your activities and things that you get up to each day.
Yeah, so to bring it to life even further, so to insure those pieces of kit that we've mentioned before, I need a lot of information, and so I lean on the brokers. I don't know if we've described brokers before, but brokers are the people who essentially bring underwriters the business, and my job is to decide, do I want to insure it and how much do I need for it and what the terms and conditions will be? But there's so much I lean on to get to that conclusion. So I'm talking to brokers every day, which I love. I'm sometimes in a Lloyd's building, and it's so funny because you're sat next to your competitors and you see brokers take business from one person to another. You can kind of tell if you're missing out on anything that you want to be on. So we transact business from our offices. We use Lloyd's. We use coffee shops. We sometimes do it over lunch. And so, yeah, I'm meeting people every day, all day. Sometimes I'm on the phone. Sometimes I'm looking at company presentations online. If I can do it in person, I can do it in person. No 2 days are the same, I would say. I think you would agree with this. So, you know, you come in and you have a plan for the day, but a new risk might come on your desk that is completely exciting and you drop everything else to deal with that risk. And sometimes it's busy and you work reasonable hours. Other times, you know, it's less busy and you find time for other industry activities. So I love that our industry is dynamic in that way, that there's always something going on.
I think you've summed it up really well there. It's the variety of the day-to-day that's brilliant, but also the flexibility of how you choose to work. Two things that really make the industry what it is. So you aren't just committed to your job role, but you're also involved in various initiatives within the wider insurance industry. Most notably, you've set up the Ladies at Lunch Collective. It'd be great to hear about why you set this collective up, how it's going, and what you're aiming to achieve.
Yes, so the LTL Collective, LTL stands for Ladies at Lunch, which is probably a good name for insurance because we do a lot of lunching in our industry. But it started purely based on my experience. One thing I'm really passionate about is getting representation up in terms of people from different backgrounds, people at different ages. I'm a black female, so, you know, I'm particularly keen on the representation of women and people from minoritized backgrounds as well. That was my route into the industry through the brokerage who target people from low socioeconomic backgrounds. But, you know, there's a whole bunch of people who I know aren't familiar with the industry that would love to join the industry. And so my reason for starting LTL was that when they do join, you might see that representation. We're still working on it as an industry, but at least you have a safe space, you have people to lean on, you have people to share experiences with, and it's been great. We've been going almost 4 years, and the collective has grown and grown and grown, and I think it's just having that hub of support that people find really valuable.
It sounds fantastic and such a valuable resource. So would you mind also touching on why you feel it's so important to contribute to the industry beyond your job? So for initiatives such as London Insurance Life Today, the brokerage, and Ladies at Lunch.
I think it's very important. I think I know that I wouldn't be in the industry if not for the brokerage. So whenever there is an opportunity to support that initiative, I definitely pay it forward. And London Insurance Life is close to my heart as well, because I've met so many young people who weren't considering insurance before, but are now considering insurance through initiatives like London Insurance Life. So I think it's important for us who are already in the industry to share the good thing that we know. We can't keep it as a secret, otherwise it will continue to be London's best kept secret. But there are so many opportunities here, and if we who are in the industry spread the word, I'm sure we'll be able to boost representation in the future.
So moving on slightly, it'd be really interesting to hear about where you think or hope the industry is heading over the next 10 years.
Oh, that is a very big question. I think the great thing about insurance is that there are things that aren't invented yet. There are problems that we don't even know exist yet, which will need insurance. So if you think about renewables was not on the world's radar as much as it is now before. You know, renewables as a product line, which we've mentioned before, is fairly new. Cyber is up and coming. So there are problems that the world will face that we don't know what the insurance need will be yet. So it's an ever evolving industry, and I'm excited about that. It means I'll always be in a job. I think there's consciousness about the fact that we're moving more towards a digital age. And I think that's only a good thing, because the more that you can enable people to do their job easier, it frees up time to do more of the cool stuff that comes with insurance. So I'm excited about the future of insurance, and I hope to see it being a destination of choice for a lot of young people.
Thank you very much for your insights. There's definitely some food for thought there. So we're nearly at the end of the podcast, but I just wanted to finish up with two questions.
Cool.
So firstly, why do you love working in the industry so much?
I think I may have mentioned it before, but I think it's the fact that I'm someone who has an analytical side to me and a personable side to me, and I get to use both. The fact that I'm not stuck behind my desk every day, I love that too. And the fact that I get to interact with people, I'm definitely a people person, and our industry is definitely, there's space for people who are more introverted as well, don't get me wrong, but if you are on the more extroverted side, there's also room to explore that. So I love that about our industry.
Absolutely. And secondly, what are your main bits of advice for those looking to get started?
Speak to people who are already in the industry. I've never emailed someone that wasn't willing to give me feedback. I think London Insurance Life has access to a lot of professionals, so you can always get in contact with London Insurance Life and they could put you in touch with somebody who maybe has done a role that you're interested in or you're curious about. But there's definitely information out there. I think use London Insurance Life website as a starting point, and you know, listing all the roles that you're interested in or you think you might be interested in, and then looking for people who already do those jobs, just to be sure that you're making the right decision. But that being said, you're not stuck to that role. Even if you start a job that you think is not for you, there's definitely space to flex and move in the industry. So that's the great part about it.
Thank you so much, Tenny. It's been really great having you on. If you'd like to get in touch with Tenny for further advice, we'll leave her contact details in the description box below. Thank you so much for listening, and we look forward to catching you next time on the London Insurance Life podcast.